And in sports from last night, a game you heard here on KJAN, rookie Stephen Piscotty tripled and scored the go-ahead run on Mark Reynolds' ground out in the eighth inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the San Francisco Giants 2-1 on Monday night. The run came a little too late for Michael Wacha, who allowed one run in seven innings with six strikeouts, but missed a chance to become the majors' first 15-game winner. Yadier Molina hit his third homer, leading off the fourth for St. Louis. The Giants tied it on Brandon Crawford's two-out RBI triple in the sixth. The Cardinals have won 9 of 12, ended the Giants' four-game winning streak, and led Pittsburgh now by 5 games in the NL Central. Kevin Segrist, who worked a perfect eighth inning against the top of the Giants' order, and Trevor Rosenthal earned his 37th save in 39 chances when pinch hitter Buster Posey flied out to the wall in center. Jason Hayward made his first start of the season in center field for St. Louis, but was taken out after 2 innings due to a left hamstring tightness. Rookie Tommy Pham replaced Hayward on Monday night in a scoreless game against the Giants. Hayward batted third and struck out to the end of the first and did not make a play on defense during his short time on the field. Other scores from Major League Baseball yesterday in the American League, it was the Yankees beating Minnesota 8-7 in 10 innings of play. Baltimore got by Oakland 4-2. Cleveland 4-2 over Boston. It was Texas over Seattle 4-3. Tampa Bay beat Houston 9-2, and the Angels topped the White Sox 2-1. In the National League, Arizona 4-1 over Pittsburgh. It was Miami beating Milwaukee 6-2 and San Diego 5-3 over Atlanta. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Salt Lake beat Omaha 11-10, and Las Vegas was a 5-4 winner over the iCubs in 12 innings of play. Today's game, see Omaha at Salt Lake for an 8:05 start, and Iowa is at Las Vegas for a 9:05 start on the West Coast. Now in college basketball news, Iowa State says basketball player George Samboris is turning pro. Samboris, a 7'1" center from Katerini, Greece, was a late addition to the Cyclones roster last season. Samboris was a project for former coach Fred Hoiberg. He played in just 8 games as a freshman in 2014-15, averaging 1.4 points. The move was expected after Samboris returned to Greece this summer. Samboris' departure frees up a scholarship for new coach Steve Prohm, who will lose 4 key contributors following next season. In the NFL, Chiefs left tackle Eric Fisher limped off the field early in practice on Monday, the latest injury to a team that had several players dinged up in its first preseason game. Fisher, the 2013 number one overall draft pick, was hurt while blocking in a 9-on-7 drill. The third-year pro limped away from the workout, then had his shoe removed as trainers looked at his left ankle. He was later driven to the locker room. Wide receiver DeAnthony Thomas, offensive guard Jeff Allen, and linebacker Josh Maga were among starters and notables that did not practice. All were hurt Saturday night in Arizona. The Chiefs are in their final week of practice in St. Joseph, Missouri. They play Seattle on Friday night before camp resumes next week in Kansas City. Former NFL players who object to terms of the potential $1 billion concussion settlement are filing appeals on Monday with a federal court in Philadelphia. About a dozen appeals are expected on behalf of the 90 ex-players. They are likely to be argued this fall and delay payments until 2016. Some appeals challenge the exclusion of future cases of CTE, the brain decay that some link to football concussions. Negotiators who forged the deal say the science on CTE, or chronic traumatic encephalopathy, is still evolving. Former player Andrew Stewart has Parkinson's disease and wants credit toward an award for 3 years of preseason and training camp experience. Lawyer Michael Rosenthal says the 49-year-old Stewart would get only 1 year of credit for his 1989 season with the Cleveland Browns under the current settlement. The Washington Redskins will not reconsider whether to change the team's nickname if it becomes a political barrier to building a new stadium. The team currently plays at FedEx Field, which opened in Landover, Maryland in 1997, and wants a new facility. At a close of training camp news conference, Allen said the Redskins have had great conversations with representatives of Washington, Virginia, and Maryland about a stadium. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell has told Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser that the National Park Service, which owns the land where the team's former stadium sits in the city, won't grant a new lease if the team's name remains. The National Labor Relations Board has dismissed a historic ruling that Northwestern University football players are school employees who are entitled to form what would be the nation's first union of college athletes. The NLRB released its decision Monday. The losing side does not have an option to appeal. Northwestern had appealed last year's ruling by a regional NLRB director in Chicago that led to a vote by football players on whether they wanted to form a union. Those ballots were sealed during the appeal and will now be destroyed. Monday's ruling says unionization could throw off the competitive balance between teams by setting different standards for practice, pay, and other conditions at union and non-union schools. Advocates say unionization would help athletes protect their health and financial interests. And sprint car driver Kevin Swindell had a second surgery on his back on Monday for two fractures suffered in a crash last week at Knoxville Raceway. A statement from Swindell's family said both surgeries have been successful. Swindell is still undergoing tests for a spinal cord injury. The 26-year-old driver was injured in a crash last Thursday in the lead-in races to the Knoxville Nationals. His car flipped at the start of a heat race. His family said they realized Swindell has a long battle ahead, but Kevin has remained positive throughout the process and is prepared to fight to regain his health. Swindell is the son of famed sprint car driver Sammy Swindell. He is a four-time winner of the Chili Bowl Nationals and has 30 starts on NASCAR's Xfinity Series. That's a look at some of the latest sports here this morning on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.